Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom rozszerzony. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 25 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie cztery wypowiedzi na temat pomysłów na pierwszą randkę. Do każdej wypowiedzi, od 1 do 4, dopasuj właściwe zdanie, od A do E, wpisując odpowiednią literę do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi.
One.
Bowling is an old-school date idea with an effortlessly casual vibe. A hearty amount of guaranteed background noise to your date means there's less pressure for either of you to have to think of a couple of hours of non-stop interesting things to say, like a candlelit dinner would. The two of you can share some fries while engaging in a friendly competition. It's a low-stress environment, so your date will feel relaxed and comfortable, which is important. If she's comfortable, she'll have more fun. And if she's having fun, you get a second date.
2. Sharing different experiences together is a great way to build a connection with someone. As classic as it is, a restaurant date can also be unique and memorable. It's just a case of finding the perfect place. Choose some ethnic food that neither of you have had before. Not only does it show that you're on top of latest food trends, it's also a lot of fun and a date which allows for lots of conversation, even if it's just about the new food you're trying. The element of adventure will add some excitement to your date, and the food you try may even become your new joint favorite. If not, you can always suggest trying another new cuisine on your second date. 3.
Exploring the great outdoors and getting some physical activity is a terrific first date idea, though it's not for everyone. Find out whether your date is super active and up for a hike, or would prefer a casual summer stroll through picturesque views. If you don't know a fitness level, choose a route that's not too strenuous. The great thing about this date is that it's a perfect conversation opportunity, giving you quiet private space to get to know each other. And thankfully, it costs nothing. But check the weather forecast first and make sure your date knows what you've planned to avoid any potentially ultra-embarrassing outfit problems. High heels and even the calmest of fields just don't mix.
4. The tried and tested ultimate key to your date's heart is not an expensive meal or a bunch of flowers upon arrival. It's to amuse the person. Make that task infinitely easier by taking your date to see some live comedy. I'm not talking big arena shows here. Every town has stand-up nights every week, be it at a comedy club or in a pub. However, never ever get up and do your own stand-up. Even if you are a self-proclaimed comedy genius, it's just awkward, believe me.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
Bowling is an old-school date idea with an effortlessly casual vibe. A hearty amount of guaranteed background noise to your date means there's less pressure for either of you to have to think of a couple of hours of non-stop interesting things to say, like a candlelit dinner would. The two of you can share some fries while engaging in a friendly competition. It's a low-stress environment, so your date will feel relaxed and comfortable, which is important. If she's comfortable, she'll have more fun. And if she's having fun, you get a second date.
2. Sharing different experiences together is a great way to build a connection with someone. As classic as it is, a restaurant date can also be unique and memorable. It's just a case of finding the perfect place. Choose some ethnic food that neither of you have had before. Not only does it show that you're on top of latest food trends, it's also a lot of fun and a date which allows for lots of conversation, even if it's just about the new food you're trying. The element of adventure will add some excitement to your date, and the food you try may even become your new joint favorite. If not, you can always suggest trying another new cuisine on your second date. 3.
Exploring the great outdoors and getting some physical activity is a terrific first date idea, though it's not for everyone. Find out whether your date is super active and up for a hike, or would prefer a casual summer stroll through picturesque views. If you don't know a fitness level, choose a route that's not too strenuous. The great thing about this date is that it's a perfect conversation opportunity, giving you quiet private space to get to know each other. And thankfully, it costs nothing. But check the weather forecast first and make sure your date knows what you've planned to avoid any potentially ultra-embarrassing outfit problems. High heels and even the calmest of fields just don't mix.
4. The tried and tested ultimate key to your date's heart is not an expensive meal or a bunch of flowers upon arrival. It's to amuse the person. Make that task infinitely easier by taking your date to see some live comedy. I'm not talking big arena shows here. Every town has stand-up nights every week, be it at a comedy club or in a pub. However, never ever get up and do your own stand-up. Even if you are a self-proclaimed comedy genius, it's just awkward, believe me.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie trzy teksty. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B lub C.
One. In Finland's annual wife-carrying world championships, winners can get a romantic dinner. In China, the prize is much bigger, a house. A total of 18 couples, winners from their home cities, participated in the competition in Shenzhen, South China. The contestants competed in the 150-meter race using a variety of carrying styles. The prize went to Mr. and Mrs. Wang. According to the duo, they started to train in 2011, practicing 1 hour each day. The Wengs won a seaside house from the organisers and have already informed the public that they are going to take part in the next year's competition. 2. Does sleep really matter? Jim Hedge, a sleep scientist, will surely answer this question. Hello, Jim.
Hello, everybody. The latest research shows that night shifts can seriously damage your health. They lead to cancer and heart diseases, and that's scientifically proven.
I heard that you've found the link between our genes and our sleep.
Yes, it's true. The scientists found out that genes in the body need to sleep regularly and at night. If this doesn't happen, up to 1,500 genes get damaged.
How's that so?
Our body has around 24,000 genes. Many switch off if the body doesn't sleep properly. In my opinion, due to that fact, our immune system becomes weaker, so we get ill more often.
Is there any solution to this problem?
Not really. Society needs people to work night shifts. However, we need to understand the dangers of night shifts and reduce the bad effects.
3.
And now the weather report. Heavy snow is causing problems here in Washington, D.C. Unexpectedly, more than 30 inches fell yesterday and more is expected today. Many workplaces close. So did the city's transport system, incapable of working in such harsh conditions. But some people, including the police, firefighters, doctors and nurses, still had to go to work. Soldiers from the National Guard offered to pick these people up in Humvees. The city seems abandoned, as there are not many other vehicles driving on the streets. Some had been left there when their owners couldn't drive further. Blizzards are about to develop at night, but fortunately the weather conditions are expected to gradually improve within the next 2 days.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. In Finland's annual wife-carrying world championships, winners can get a romantic dinner. In China, the prize is much bigger, a house. A total of 18 couples, winners from their home cities, participated in the competition in Shenzhen, South China. The contestants competed in the 150-meter race using a variety of carrying styles. The prize went to Mr. and Mrs. Wang. According to the duo, they started to train in 2011, practicing 1 hour each day. The Wangs won a seaside house from the organisers and have already informed the public that they are going to take part in the next year's competition. 2. Does sleep really matter? Jim Hedge, a sleep scientist, will surely answer this question. Hello, Jim.
Hello, everybody. The latest research shows that night shifts can seriously damage your health. They lead to cancer and heart diseases, and that's scientifically proven.
I heard that you've found the link between our genes and our sleep.
Yes, it's true. The scientists found out that genes in the body need to sleep regularly and at night. If this doesn't happen, up to 1,500 genes get damaged.
How's that so?
Our body has around 24,000 genes. Many switch off if the body doesn't sleep properly. In my opinion, due to that fact, our immune system becomes weaker, so we get ill more often.
Is there any solution to this problem?
Not really. Society needs people to work night shifts. However, we need to understand the dangers of night shifts and reduce the bad effects.
3.
And now the weather report. Heavy snow is causing problems here in Washington, D.C. Unexpectedly, more than 30 inches fell yesterday and more is expected today. Many workplaces closed. So did the city's transport system, incapable of working in such harsh conditions. But some people, including the police, firefighters, doctors and nurses, still had to go to work. Soldiers from the National Guard offered to pick these people up in Humvees. The city seems abandoned as there are not many other vehicles driving on the streets. Some had been left there when their owners couldn't drive further. Blizzards are about to develop at night, but fortunately the weather conditions are expected to gradually improve within the next 2 days.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wywiad z weterynarzem. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B, C lub D.
Let's come back to the topic of hard jobs now. Meet Matthew, who'd like to tell you the truth about his job. So, Matthew, what do you do?
Well, I'm a vet. And I have to tell you that in veterinary medicine, you've got to do two things. You treat the pet and use psychology on the owner. I make the joke that one end of the leash is easy to deal with. The other end of the leash is very difficult to deal with.
What does your work entail?
I come in at 7:30 and I begin treatment. All my sick animals come in between 8 and 9 in the morning. I mean the ones I'm treating on a daily basis. I get through that, answer telephone calls and then spend 2 hours doing routine surgery. And then, after lunch, I have emergency surgeries that are more of a medical need rather than the routine stuff. I try to put everything I can do into 8 hours, Monday through Friday, with emergencies at night, and a few Saturdays from 8 to 12. But I try not to do any of my surgeries at weekends. And then on Sunday, I relax and do nothing.
What do you like most about your job?
I like the challenge of diagnostics. Animals have very little ability to tell you where it hurts, whether they are feeling better or if you're doing the right thing. I like the satisfaction of saving an animal's life. I mostly like the fact that we make animals live longer. Now our cats are living to 17 or 18 years of age, and our dogs are 15 and 16. And when I started practice, if you had a 14-year-old cat, it was old.
And is there something you dislike?
Probably the biggest thing I dislike about being a vet is having to put up with the general public. I don't mind the working hours. Some do, but not me. But the individuals who are very demanding, read the internet too much, think that they know everything. It just ruins your whole day.
Wow, I've never thought about that. And now the last question. What advice would you offer someone considering this career?
It's a long way through veterinary school. The first year is probably the most grueling part of the whole thing. The gross anatomy, where you've got all these species of animals to learn about. Remember also that it isn't a 9-to-5 job. there are many times you have to put in longer hours. You need to have patience and want and have a desire. There has to be that desire to be a veterinarian. Just because it looks like it might be monetarily rewarding, it doesn't mean it really is.
Thanks for the interview, Matthew.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Let's come back to the topic of hard jobs now. Meet Matthew, who'd like to tell you the truth about his job. So, Matthew, what do you do?
Well, I'm a vet. And I have to tell you that in veterinary medicine, you've got to do two things. You treat the pet and use psychology on the owner. I make the joke that one end of the leash is easy to deal with. The other end of the leash is very difficult to deal with.
What does your work entail?
I come in at 7:30 and I begin treatment. All my sick animals come in between 8 and 9 in the morning. I mean the ones I'm treating on a daily basis. I get through that, answer telephone calls, and then spend 2 hours doing routine surgery. And then, after lunch, I have emergency surgeries that are more of a medical need rather than the routine stuff. I try to put everything I can do into 8 hours, Monday through Friday, with emergencies at night, and a few Saturdays from 8 to 12. But I try not to do any of my surgeries at weekends. And then on Sunday, I relax and do nothing.
What do you like most about your job?
I like the challenge of diagnostics. Animals have very little ability to tell you where it hurts, whether they are feeling better or if you're doing the right thing. I like the satisfaction of saving an animal's life. I mostly like the fact that we make animals live longer. Now our cats are living to 17 or 18 years of age, and our dogs are 15 and 16. And when I started practice, if you had a 14-year-old cat, it was old.
And is there something you dislike?
Probably the biggest thing I dislike about being a vet is having to put up with the general public. I don't mind the working hours. Some do, but not me. But the individuals who are very demanding, read the internet too much, think that they know everything. It just ruins your whole day.
Wow, I've never thought about that. And now the last question. What advice would you offer someone considering this career?
It's a long way through veterinary school. The first year is probably the most grueling part of the whole thing. The gross anatomy, where you've got all these species of animals to learn about. Remember also that it isn't a 9-to-5 job. There are many times you have to put in longer hours. You need to have patience and want and have a desire. There has to be that desire to be a veterinarian. Just because it looks like it might be monetarily rewarding, it doesn't mean it really is.
Thanks for the interview, Matthew.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.